Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hoya miskasa bilavanim. If she was wearing white clothing, mechasa bashachar. We dress her in black clothing, again, in order to disgrace her. And the Rambam and other Mepharshim explain this actually was done before the procedure we learned in the prior Mishnah of ripping her clothing. So the idea being we first change her into very not looking nice looking clothing, unattractive clothing, and then we do the procedure where we rip her clothing. Hayalech leizav, if she had gold ornaments, v'kat loyes, or chains, necklaces, nizamim, nose rings, v'tabois, or finger rings, ma'avirim yimena, we remove them from her, k'day lenavala, in order to disgrace her. V'yachakach mevi chevel mitzri, and then we take an Egyptian rope, v'kaishroi lemala medadea, and they tie it above her breasts. And this is because since we ripped her clothing, if we just leave her in the state she is, her clothing may actually just fall off completely. So therefore, we secure her clothing so that it shouldn't fall off. And then we continue on with the procedure. And whoever wanted to come see the procedure of the Saita would come and see it, except for her slaves and her maidservants. Because she's familiar with them. The idea being if she sees in the audience people who she's familiar with that may steal her resolve to not confess, so therefore we try to remove people who are familiar to her, let her stare into a completely strange crowd, and hopefully that would spur her to come and actually confess her crime. V'chol hanashim utaris l'raisa, and all the women were mutter to come and see her, and Mepharshim explained that doesn't, according to the Gemara, that explains it doesn't mean that they are mutter to come, they actually are obligated to come, and it's more of a lashon of asra. We warn them to come and see the procedure of the saita. Shenemar v'nivasru kol hanoshim v'loisa sena kizi mas chena. That all the women may be taught not to do after her bad ways. The idea being that the women should come and see. This is what happens when a woman acts in an immodest way. She becomes disgraced. So sort of impress upon the women, this is not the way you should act. You should act as a proper Bas Yisrael with the proper modesty. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Now we go through sort of what are the lessons of the whole procedure of the Saita. What's sort of the lesson behind all of this? And the Gemara explains, B'midah she'adam maideid ba maideidin lai. In the way that a person is measured, with the measure that a person does, he is measured in return. Again, this is all behind the idea behind all of the Saita procedures is mida keneged mida. How so? He kishta es atzma la'avera. She adorned herself to do an avera. Hamakaim nivela. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu disgraces her and says, remove all of your ornaments and all your adornments. He gilsa es atzma la'avera. She exposed herself. She bared herself to do an avera. She didn't act modestly. She didn't conduct herself in a modest way. Hamakim gila aleh. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu exposes her hair, exposes her body, and puts her in a disgraced position. Bayarech eschila ba'avera tchila. She started her avera with her thighs. V'yachakach abeten. And then she continued her avera with her stomach. Lafichach tilke hayarech tchila. Therefore, the punishment first strikes her thighs. V'yachakach abeten. And then afterwards, it strikes her stomach. This is actually in the warning that the Kohen gives to the woman. He warns her that after she drinks the waters, it will strike her thighs, and then it will strike her stomach. Kamei ben Yavin, that's how she was doing these averis. And then that's Mida Kenegan Mida. The actual punishment, if the waters do take effect, is it goes down and actually strikes the stomach first and then to the thigh. But in the warning, the Kohen warns her that the yarech, the thighs, will be struck first, and then to impress upon her the mida keneged mida, v'sha'ar kol haguf leifalet, and the rest of her body will not escape either. And again, this is mida keneged mida for doing her evil ways, so too she will be punished measure for measure.